Hello, everyone. I will be leaving after my story, like was mentioned, because I'm going to chaperone a group of youth who are participating in Artscape. They're teaching a workshop in the family park at 7 p.m., so if you'd like to come check us out, we'll be doing scratchboard. Okay, so my happy place. I haven't done this before. I'm not a professional storyteller. Okay.
Nobody is.
Okay, so, well, one thing that really makes me happy and that I wanted to share with you today is just planning my outfit for Gay Pride. I just feel like it's the one day of the year I can put away any of my professional clothes, be outlandish as all get out, and that people will come up to me and be like, girl, you look so good. So I've been thinking about what I wanted to do, and I was thinking, well, a couple years ago I wore like a blue tutu and a bikini, and I was kind of just hanging out all over, but it was hot. You know, Baltimore, tell me, right? It's been hot lately. And definitely not what I did last year, because I made my partner dress up and wear this giant puppet that I had created. It was a 16-foot-tall effigy of the Pope made out of paper mache and condoms. And I subsequently marched right along, dressed as an altar boy, handing out condoms, saying, "The Pope changed his mind, free condoms for everyone." Because the Pope had just been to Africa and had been, it was his first trip actually as the new Pope, and he said that to not use condoms to his many followers because they could actually increase your chance of getting HIV. Right, the opposite of what most of the scientific community is saying? Okay, just checking. So I'm thinking, what can I do? What can I wear? And I was like, oh, there's this t-shirt I have kind of thought about making. And it could read, "I'm not gay, but my boyfriend's boyfriend is." I mean, okay, so like, maybe that's hard to understand, but so I'm not gay, but my boyfriend's boyfriend is? Okay, great, yeah. And I mean, you know, not everyone's monogamous, maybe that's what I'm saying. Some people are polyamorous. But I used to be gay. It's not like this was always this way, and I'm not one of those ex-gays. But, see, because of a few months, or well, I guess it happened like this. I mean, the t-shirt idea isn't even really new. It's recycled. Because about 6 years ago, my former boyfriend was moving to San Francisco, super gay. And I had made him a shirt that said, "I'm not gay, but my girlfriend's girlfriend is." So that's my boyfriend, me the girlfriend, and then my other girlfriend. So, and I'm happy to say that we're still together. Not the boyfriend, but the girlfriend. But the girlfriend's no longer my girlfriend, he's my boyfriend, because he's been taking T, which is short for testosterone, which you take when you're transgender and physically transitioning to be male. So he's coming into his true gender, which just didn't happen to align at birth. Okay, so back to, but so I feel like, you know, this is happy, right? And maybe this is when the taunting and the name-calling and the fear will stop. Because just the other day, we went to our first gay wedding in Virginia, kind of rural, and I was feeling really sick because we had been in the sun all day kayaking. It was like a whole adventure, practically, wedding. And I asked my partner to go inside to grab me some Gatorade so I could refill on the electrolytes. And when he goes into the store, there's these two teenage boys in a pickup truck who are like, "Dyke, you know, get out of here, faggot." And I feel like they said both dyke and faggot just to make sure they had all their bases covered. But so, and it's similar to like when he was walking home to our apartment. We live in Baltimore, not far from here. And there's a guy who's out on his stoop. And stoop, right? Stoop stories. And he's like checking, you know, like watching my partner, kind of like looking at him, walking closer to our house. And, you know, checking, he's got like his gym shorts on and a, you know, just a plain tee and his gym bag and running shoes. And the guy's like looking at his face and kind of sneering and then trying to look at his chest. And, you know, there's always like what do those parts match up? And he's wearing a binder, which is what trans men wear before they can get top surgery, for those that can afford it and want to do that. And then the guy is like, my partner gets closer and closer and closer, and then the guy is like, and just gets all this phlegm and spit in his mouth, and spits right, and it lands right next to him, like so close. And he was just like, oh my God, did this guy, like our neighbor, you know, just a few houses down, really do that? Like, was he trying to hit me? But he comes up the stairs and he comes home to me, and that's what makes me happy.